Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Radio Personnel Committee, meeting on August 18, 2004. I'm Janice Lane Ewart, the chair of the committee. We have an agenda that is posted on the Pacifica.org website. For the purpose of those who may not have access, I will read aloud.
Excuse me, Chair, we should take the roll first.
Okay, I was just going to read the agenda and then move ahead with the roll call, but thank you for your keen eye. I didn't believe that matters at this point. So, Madam Secretary, would you take the roll, and then I will read the proposed agenda.
We take the roll first to establish a quorum. So, Janice Lane, you are chair.
Here.
Lydia Bazan. Jim Brown.
Jim has asked for an excused absence due to an emergency that he needed to deal with today.
Okay. Janet Coleman.
Here.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Okay. Kim Kaufman, Secretary, here. Lizette King.
Yes, I'm here.
Janet Coburn.
Present.
Hank Lamb. Serene Roberts. Serene Roberts, can't hear you. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I thought that was more than that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7, that's quorum.
I'm wondering, I believe I have 8. Oh, no, 7. I have one person twice, excuse me. Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Did somebody just get on?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Now, yes.
Yeah, Hank just came on.
Hank.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Hank.
Hope everyone's doing well this evening.
I will speak for myself. This is Janice. I'm doing well. A proposed agenda was distributed to the committee earlier today. For those who are listening to the stream and may not have access to the Internet, I will note the items on the proposed agenda. We just finished roll call. The next item is to approve the July 16th and July 21st, 2004 meeting minutes. The next agenda item is a next/additional meeting date proposed for the purpose of an open and or closed meeting. And the next item is finalized as with regard to the ED search. The next item is qualifications for ED and ranking scoring process. And the last item is adjournment. I'd like to ask for a timekeeper for today's meeting so that we can attempt to successfully get through today's meeting in a timely fashion. Is there someone available to ensure that we have timing for the exchange of information? Do I have a volunteer that's willing to take on the process of timing?
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
I'm asking for someone to assist in keeping time for each individual member's comments so that we can do our best to stay to no more than 90 seconds on comments and hopefully get through all of the business for this meeting.
Right.
Is there someone rising to the request?
That is something my eyes simply cannot do, is watch those
okay? Is there someone
cannot
else?
Do it. I beg off on those grounds, really.
Okay, I will do my best to chair the meeting as well as use a stopwatch to time it. At this juncture, is there a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
This is Hank. I so move.
Is there a second?
This is Kim. I second.
Are there any objections to the approval of the agenda as noted? Did someone else just join us?
Yeah, this is Jose Lee Clinton. I object to that first item of nepotism.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you, Jose. You sound very far away.
This is Lydia.
Thank you, Lydia. I'm sorry, Jose Lee, could you could you repeat what you're saying, please?
Well, what purpose is it?
I'm sorry, if you're speaking, I can't hear you. Jose Luis, we're not hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get to the landline. But I just said I object to that item of nepotism. I don't think it's within the charge of the personnel committee, because I still have not seen any of the motions forming the personnel committee.
You're breaking up, but I gather that you are not inclined to approve the agenda as presented, that you have an objection, and so we should go to a roll call vote.
Okay, this is Lydia. This is the agenda. Did you send that out, Jay?
Yes, it was sent out today, and it was also read for the sake of those who are on the stream. We have a motion presented by Tank and seconded by
Kim,
thank you. And so let's go to a roll call vote then, please, Kim.
This is Lydia. Are we voting for the agenda or for a particular motion?
We're voting for the agenda as proposed. There was an objection to one item.
And which item was that?
If I could read it for the stream, please. It says that there is a violation of the employee handbook regarding nepotism in the national office.
Okay. If it relates to a particular employee, then that can't be dealt with in open session. So
yes, thanks, Lydia. I'm sorry, maybe I should send you another copy of the agenda. The agenda specifically says next/additional meeting Monday, August 25th or Wednesday, August 27th, open plus closed session regarding the item that I've just noted. So it has been noted that requires a closed session.
Okay.
I believe the procedure at this juncture would be to call for a roll call vote.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay.
All right, so the first item says Monday, August, and 2 days in August, and then the handbook item, and then Wednesday, September 3rd, or Monday, September 8th. I don't understand the two.
Those are options for having an open plus closed session to cover the item noted, violations in the employee handbook. So there are four dates that will be considered.
I'm calling the roll on the agenda. Lydia Brazon to approve the agenda.
No.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Is that a no?
Hello? Jose Luis? All right, I'll come back to him. Kim Kaufman votes yes. Lizette King?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Jana Coburn?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Yes.
Richard Ezell?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes? What is your vote, please? All right, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hello? 61.
Yes. And do you want to check, please, Madam Secretary, to see if any other members came in and were not aware of their presence?
Jim Brown, he asked for an excused absence. Serene Roberts? Okay.
I think we just went to the back. Sorry, I got dropped off.
Madam Secretary, would you please ask for his vote since we were unable to hear him?
Well, okay. Did you...
I voted no.
Okay, thank you. So it's 6-2.
Okay, so the motion passes, and we will move into the next agenda item. The approval of the minutes of July 16th and July 21st. I'd like to ask if we take both of these at the same time, unless there are any objections. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the Personnel Committee meeting for July 16th, 2014?
I move to approve July 16th minutes.
Second.
There's a first and seconded by Janet Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any objections to the motion as presented?
Or any corrections to the minutes?
Hearing none. Are the minutes, are being approved by unanimous consent?
I move to approve the July 21st minutes.
There's a second?
Second.
There's been a second and a third. Any objections to the approval of the minutes of July 21st, 2014? Any other corrections? Hearing no objections, the minutes of July 21st, 2014 are approved. The next agenda item indicates additional meeting on 4 dates that are noted to have an open session and a closed session regarding violations of the employee handbook. This item was noted by a personnel committee member. Would the committee member please provide background for this agenda item within what can be stated in an open session, please?
Chet, can I ask a question?
Yes, Lizette.
What role would the governance committee have with this item?
I'm unsure, and I think until there's some clarity on what the nature of the item is, it would be difficult for me to say.
Okay. It feels like a governance committee item.
That's quite possible given that the personnel committee, as I have come to understand in my short period on this board, does not deal with existing staff members hiring, firing, or the decision-making process. To date, I believe the personnel committee has dealt with the leadership positions
to be hired by the organization, and unless there is a position that falls under the executive director or the chief financial officer, which was part of the personnel committee process last year, this may be needed to be moved to another committee.
Okay, that's fine. I'm okay. Just raise the question.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the thank you so much was that would the individual who brought this to the agenda please note whether or not the employee handbook regarding this position is a leadership position, either the CFO or the current IED?
This is Kim. I'm really not going to get into names. I think that I would still like to reserve 15 minutes to discuss it in closed session and see where we go from there. We can't really discuss anything on this open session. We do probably need a follow-up meeting quickly to do the stuff that we need to do right now regarding the job that we're working on, and I think with 15 minutes at the back end of that, it's not too much to ask just for information and determine what to do.
Okay. If there's no objection, we'll move to the remaining items on today's agenda, and we will at the end of those agenda items, we will poll the committee in terms of those who are able to continue to participate for another 15 minutes, at which point we would announce that we are ending the open session and... We cannot go into a closed session because we have not indicated 7 days prior to today's meeting that we are considering a closed session. My apologies. So at the close of this meeting, let us return to the potential date for a potential closed session. Is that agreeable?
Yeah.
Okay. Next agenda item. We are aware that we should all be aware that the job description for the permanent position of the executive director has been posted to the Pacifica Foundation radio website. It indicates
point of information, Janet Kaye.
Yes, Janet Kaye.
Sorry. Maybe I asked about this earlier, and maybe I really, for some reason, I'm not able to follow. I'm going back to the next additional meeting, and again, there are four dates, two maybe associated with the closed session, but then there's two others, September 3rd or September 8th. I assume that it would be for our next meeting. That, to me, looks like that's next on the agenda as opposed to...
Those dates should have been run together as one item, Janet Kaye, to indicate the potential dates for which we may return to an open plus closed session. At this juncture, we're not sure that we will need to do that. I would ask that we come back to that decision 30 minutes before this meeting closes to determine what we may not finish today that is vital to complete in order to meet the timeline of receiving applicants' materials by September the 15th.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I clearly have not been receiving your...
Hello?
I am clearly not receiving your emails for some reason. I mean, I certainly was before this period of time. I just ordered by sender, and I don't have anything that you guys are talking about. But. So if someone can send me, maybe Janet can send me something.
I will work to determine how that's the case as I'm looking through my materials. Last, I used the same personnel committee addresses that I've been using for all other materials. And Lydia, it has your
right. Well, for whatever reason, if someone can just send me the agenda.
Okay. Yes. Let me do that for you now.
This is Serene.
Good evening, Serene. Thank you for joining in. We are on the agenda, and we are on item for finalizing the ad.
Okay. My question is, when was the agenda sent out?
The agenda was sent out today at approximately 10 a.m.
Oh, okay. I haven't had access since early morning, so I don't know what word. Yeah.
Okay, I will send it to you without an attachment. I will send it to you within the body of an email as well as to Lydia, and I will work to do that now as I'm also working.
This is Janet Kay. I can do it.
Thank you so much, Janet. That would be great. I'll continue to read through the materials as Lydia and Serene receive it. It indicates finalizing the ad. Underneath that job description, should also ask for a cover letter and or letter of interest with resume, preferably into a single PDF file. And as I look on the website for Pacifica Foundation Radio, it does not currently ask for a cover letter, just a resume. So I would like to strongly urge us to consider a addition of a cover letter, giving the individual an opportunity to indicate his or her skill set in the 7 or 8 areas of responsibility that are indicated on the job description. Are there any objections to asking for a cover letter and revising the posting on the Pacifica website?
No. Chair?
Yes, Lizette.
I'd like to make an observation on what I see in the email here. Were you asking to come prepared to approve language? Have we gotten to that yet?
We are moving to that point now, yes.
Okay. The first paragraph, I think it's the second, yes, the second sentence in the first paragraph. We are particularly interested in candidates who possess qualifications and experience with significant success. Now, I have some difficulty with that because it's very subjective, and I thought it might have been in the main body on the website, but when I went there, I couldn't get access to it. So my question is, have we quantified that significant success anywhere?
No, we have not.
Right. It's very subjective, and I think we should quantify it. Because I've been there, done that. I don't want to go down the road where somebody with a year's experience running a tire shop gets in here because he was playing some music on a board, a dashboard. We need to be careful.
And for the sake of those who are listening on the stream, would you please identify where you are seeing the indication of significant experience?
Okay. I thought I'd said that I was looking at my email, the email you sent to us, inviting us to come prepared to approve language for the ad to be placed in with publications or organizations noted.
Yes.
And the first paragraph of that email, the information regarding the advert, the second sentence of the first paragraph makes reference to significant success, and I'm urging that we quantify, in other words, put some years there. And I explained my reason for doing that.
Okay, thank you. And Lizette, are there specific years that you are suggesting would be appropriate in this sentence?
Yes. I think we should be looking at 5 years of this kind of work. And
so
of course, And of course, the substance of the years is what I think is in the job description. But I as I said, I try to gain access to it on the website here. But when I do that, I don't get it.
Okay. And so
I'm saying 5 years.
Okay. For the purpose of those who are on the stream, the proposed change is this sentence. We are particularly interested in candidates who possess qualifications and experience with 5 years experience on national and local fundraising, comma, program development, comma, and leadership experience with diverse audiences and staff. Any additional comments on the proposed change in the first paragraph? No comments, then let's move through the rest of the ad. It says, second paragraph, a detailed job description can be found at www.pacifica.org. The Pacifica Foundation is an equal opportunity employer. Women, comma, people of color, comma, differently abled people, comma, and members of other underrepresented groups are encouraged to apply. Are there any proposed changes to this paragraph? Hearing none, the third and last paragraph says, please send cover letter, comma, resume, comma, 3 references, comma, and a letter of approximately 500 words on the importance of independent media. And that should be a period after media instead of a comma. This sentence, place in quotation marks Pacifica ED in the subject line and address email to edjob@pacifica.org. Deadline for receipt of materials is Monday, September 15, 2004. Any objections to the third paragraph?
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
I don't know where that email address came from, but the that's what the website address has, and I think they're going to Michelle at National Office. But.
I did note that, and I'm supposed to say, I'm sorry, could someone mute themselves?
Sorry.
Thank you. I did propose a change in the language, which is, as it reads, more similar to that which has been used in the past. We did not use the staff at the National Office for the collection of materials last year. And at this time, also, I'm recommending that we consider a change given the enormous amount of responsibilities that the current National Office is undertaking. It is plausible to establish an edjob@pacifica.org email address through Pacifica, through which all committee members would have access so that there would not be any potential opportunities for insinuating anything untoward in terms of the collection of the materials. And then it would also allow the chair and or secretary to make sure that we have all documents that we need in order to make a decision. The role of the staff at the national office would also be required to potentially scan items that come in U.S. mail and or fax items. At this point in time, I believe there are fewer and fewer individuals who are working with fax machines. And given the nature of our work in public broadcasting, I would also note that we are potentially looking for someone who is computer and electronically savvy. I'll open the floor for discussion regarding the third paragraph and would seek the opportunity, should we move forward, with an email address to which all committee members could have access. Then I would work with the current IED to establish the change on the website, as well as open the email address as soon as humanly possible. Welcoming feedback at this time.
Okay. Okay, this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Okay, so whatever we come up with, and I say we remain consistent, but anyway, is that we have the full board have access to the resumes as we have historically.
Yes.
And so that the board is like fully informed, rather than to have, you know, there's confidentiality, and then there's confidentiality from the board, which is not at the, which, by the way, I'm trying to scan the Sunday Times article, so I want to update the committee also on this, is that here at KPFK, we were placing a GM ad, and we asked if it would be, if we would get a discount if we placed two, because regardless of what Kim had said, we still believe, and last year John Crumshaw did place the ED ad with the LA Times as well, so that it runs in the Sunday Times as required by EEO, whether that's necessary for national or not, I believe it is, and it runs online for 30 days. And so they said, yes, they would give us a discount if we ran both. So Friday, and I'm just now reading it for the first time because I didn't know what Margie had adjusted the ad to, and I am scanning it right now, and I'll send it to the committee. So that's just, that takes care of our EEO requirements, but it doesn't tie us to this wording, obviously, for all the other ads, and we just have to be mindful that some of the ads are two or three lines, and you know, this was cut down because it's in the interest of cost. So I recommend that we have several versions of the same ad. Two or three. Like, if you only have two or three lines, what is the most important thing you're going to say? Anyway, I will scan this.
This is Kim. I'd like to be on the staff.
And Luzette, too. On the staff, okay. Luzette.
And Kim and Luzette and Serene. And so I will wait to receive the ad that you are referencing, Lydia, so that we can all view it. And
yes.
I note that in the previous process of ad placement, there are often dimensions regarding number of words and or characters. And we, I believe, can come to a conclusion in terms of the current proposed ad as to the relevant information would be the deadline, the posting of the where the detailed job description can be seen, and to where the materials should be forwarded. Those would be the three main items, in my estimation. Then I'll take those from the stack, Kim, Luzette, and then Serene. Kim?
Yeah, okay.
And I'll start the timer.
Okay, first of all, the full board has never had control of all resumes on any job search. It's cumbersome, and that's what a personnel committee is to do, is to weed out the resumes and get the better ones for the board to see. So also, I'm completely unclear as to why an LA Times ad was placed without the approval of this. It doesn't in any way fulfill the obligations of the EEOC on no level. I mean, if you read the article at the end of the agenda, they went far and wide to as many diverse places as we can, and the LA Times, especially for the ED, which is a national office, in no way complies with that. As we go through some of the ads, some of them, like current in particular, charges per word. So we need to count up, at $1 a word, how many words we want to spend on that ad. And basically for a place like that, you say, ED for Pacifica or Executive Director for Pacifica Foundation, go to a website. Some version of that is appropriate when they're charging by the word. But the other ones, I think, are pretty unlimited. I support having a committee email for receipt of the resumes. That sounds like a good idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Lucette.
Thank you. Let's go back to that point I raised earlier and put the word at least 5 years. Now, let me try and calm down here. Going through this process, I feel as if I've been through this just a month ago in terms of recruiting an ED. And I just wonder how much different it would be now. And by that I mean to ask if we're changing the process significantly. Now, when I hear that we're going to get the board to see these resumes, I really don't want to get involved in any kind of, and I hope nobody gets offended here, any kind of power play. If God forbid, we get 600 resumes, which isn't at all impossible, are we suggesting that even with a committee, we're still going to get the board to look at those? I tell you this much, if that's the case, I'm out of here. I'm not going to be wasting my time with any kind of power play. That is why we have committees, to do the donkey work and send the results to the main body.
Thank you, Lisa. Serene is next. I'm sorry. Who was that just?
Lydia, if you can add me to the set.
And then Bailey again, please. Okay. Serene is next, then Lydia, and then Kim will come back to you.
Richard to the set, too.
Okay, Richard.
Okay, so a couple of things. One is that I had to go on record and saying any votes that had to do with the language sent out in the agenda, because I've not seen it. I'm not online now, and I've been at work all day, so I would like my abstention on the record for any votes relating to that. That's one.
I'm sorry, because I didn't quite hear you. You're asking to abstain from any votes on what?
You sent out a draft.
Yes.
Which is being revised now on the phone. That draft was sent out this morning at 10. I haven't seen it. So I would like to go on record as abstaining on any votes relating to it, or to any amendments being offered relating to it, because I haven't read the official document. I haven't seen it. I'm not online now. That's one. Someone needs to mute. That's one. And two, last year there was a personnel committee that not only did not provide the board with any information and refused multiple requests to provide the board with actual information about the candidates. And then when we showed up in Houston, you know, had to sign confidentiality agreements, handed out color-coded, God knows what else, kind of packages that were then retrieved when we barely had time to look at them. None of that mess is going to happen this year. The board is entitled to access to all the raw materials of any committee's work, and the committee should, in fact, do a lot of work. That is, in fact, where most of the work should be done. But no committee has the right to deny the board access to information. So I will object to any process that even resembles that. Absolutely.
Am I on the stack?
You will
what
be
now. What you're doing is interrupting me. It's what you're doing, Janet.
Are you finished, Shereen?
No, I wasn't finished, and maybe they wouldn't interrupt if you wouldn't respond to them when others have the floor.
Excuse me, Serene, please.
No.
Indeed. Do you have a question?
Obviously you do, yes.
Not obvious to me. Okay, so I would appreciate the fact, and I do appreciate, and I would ask the other members to appreciate the fact that while we're on this particular committee, as board members, all directors have access, should have access, to any material that comes in from any candidate. It'll be a board decision, not a committee decision. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Lydia, you are next, followed by Kim and Richard and Janet Coleman.
Okay, so it's been handled in two ways. So it's not a matter of emailing everybody all of the resumes. That was not the issue. I know when I was chair in 2007, we simply told the full board if they were interested in the resumes to let us know. No one was. They just wanted to see the finalists. Every board, I'm sure, is different. When we did the CFO search, as you will recall, Janice, is that we got to the meeting, and everybody wanted to obviously to see the resumes, and so Otis was able to make it available to us. We actually, in that instance, we placed some particular sites so that you have the code and then you log in to look at them. So that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about emailing 600 resumes or even 61 or 70 resumes. Most of the board will not be interested in seeing anything other than maybe the semi-pool or the final pool, and they can go to a safe site, and we can discuss that with Otis. So I am not suggesting, sending these out massively. However, I think that those of us that were involved in the last decision-making is that we saw the resumes for the first time when we walked in the room to do the interview. That's just like not appropriate, and certainly we had never
point
done
of
that.
Information point of information change
just a minute, would you please finish your sentence, Lydia, so that I can
and so it's just so that the board can make an informed decision. As I said, generally speaking, they probably will only want to see the finalist pool or the semi-finalist pool, but since it's the full board that is the hiring entity, is the employer, then they should have the option. That's it.
Thank you. Your point of information, Lizette?
Is the director saying that the last time we did this, members of the board wanted access to the information and they were refused?
Yep, I am.
Who said that?
Lydia. I believe that was Lydia.
Lydia wasn't on the last committee. She was on the one before the last committee.
Hold on. Janet Coleman, please.
Point of order. Lydia was not on last year's personnel committee.
I didn't say that.
Okay, just pointing it out. It sounded like...
I'm sorry.
That's what you're saying.
It was Serene.
Okay. Thank you, Serene.
And that is precisely my point. You should... If a member... If a director asks for information, they do not need to be a committee member in order to access the information. That's precisely my point.
Well, I think your point is precisely wrong.
Excuse me,
point of order. I think Shireen has really got this wrong legally and in terms of any human resources or rules that there are. We shouldn't go on that. Am I out of order?
Yes, you are.
Oh, I apologize. But we better pursue that issue. What is an actual fact?
The next person on the stack following Lydia are Kim, Richard, and Janet Coleman. It is 9:20, and so we will give 10 more minutes to this discussion regarding the content of the ad, because we are actually not through with the potential process for this search. Kim, Richard, then Janet.
I got knocked off, and I just heard the end of what Lydia was saying about there being some mechanism for everybody on, I don't know whether she was talking about national or local. There's never been a hiring committee where everybody has access to resumes. They are sensitive. It is our job to call the...
Point of order? There was a staff. There was a stack.
Yes, but
I was on it.
Stack. It's Kim, Richard, and Janet Coleman. Janet K.
And then Janet K. I'd like to be on the stack.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm gonna vote for some kind of smaller group like Janice has suggested. We've gotta move on and just decide these ads and place them as quickly as possible. The time is running out.
Thank you. Richard, you're next, then Janet Coleman, then Janet Kay.
There was some discussion about making sure something was clear in the record. I want to make clear my objections to this whole procedure. I don't think we need to be doing another expensive, time-consuming search.
I think we have
a list that has already been vetted, and I think we should go back to that list and see who on that list can do the job for us.
Thank you, Richard. Janet Coleman, you are next.
What I am most concerned with is that we, in our search here, are EEOC compliant and that we don't blunder into some real violation of an employment rule, which I'm sure will, I don't know who it could please really in our organization. We have enough of these petty legal issues everywhere all over our world. This shouldn't be one of them. It reflects our whole attitude towards workers and employment, and it better be accomplished in some fair way. That isn't to violate their rights by having their resumes and everything about their lives, including, by the way, the investigation that comes at the end of a selection. 22 members of any board do not need to know all of the information there. They need to know relevant information, and they get to question people as the job description is concerned. So I think we had better really consult somebody, an H&R person. I've never been on an employment committee, a personnel committee that doesn't have a HR consultant to navigate these very tricky employment rules. Why do we want to make ourselves vulnerable? Just for what reason?
Thank you,
right.
Janet Bowman. Janet Kay is next.
Well, several things. First of all, I thought that we were talking about this ad placement document.
Yes.
And so it seems like Yes. So not only do I want to address what the discussion just was, but I want to also add a suggestion for a change in that same paragraph about something else. So I don't know where to start.
Why don't you start with the third paragraph, which was where I asked, were there suggested changes to the third paragraph?
Okay. So my suggested change has to do with the first sentence, and I would replace the language after 500 words with the following.
It currently says 500 words on the importance of independent media.
Okay, period. I would want to change that to say 500 words with a description of independent media, its importance, and how it applies to Pacifica.
Of independent media, its importance, and how it applies to
Pacifica.
How it applies to Pacifica. Thank you.
Okay, so
could you write that and send that to us, please?
Yes.
After you finish. Thank you.
Okay, and then as far as who would have access to the resumes, I don't think any committees can tell the entire PNB what it should or shouldn't have or do. But I do think that committees serve a purpose to do work that the whole PNB can't do. You know, it just splits off some of the work. And so I don't know what solution we'll come up with, but perhaps we could start with the access to that email being just the committee, and then discuss it maybe at the next meeting to expand that to possibly with all PNB members having the option to view the resumes.
Thank you, Janet Kay. I'd like to make a point of information here and remind us that we, in fact, do not have an HR consultant in this process. And to my understanding, that has always been an arm of this process that has ensured that we do not cross a line and that we are dotting all I's and all T's, even to the extent of having the wording of the ad, whether it be 12 words or 3 paragraphs, vetted by an HR consultant before going through the process. Unfortunately, as I'm learning it today, there are at least 2 ads that have been placed without the benefit of an HR consultant.
Oh boy.
I am not prepared to have a lengthy discussion regarding an HR consultant and this process on today's agenda, nor is it appropriate since it's not been noted on the agenda. It would not be fair to the committee members.
Point of order.
Could I finish my sentence and then I'll call on you? As the item was not been noted on the agenda, it's not appropriate to bring it up at this time. I will, though, ask that I be allowed to speak with the current IED to determine where we are with an HR consultant, and if we don't have one, what mechanisms are in place to have oversight by an HR consultant. Yes, Jose Luis.
I'd like to point out that the chair is out of order. She has a fiduciary duty of loyalty and a duty of care, and her comments about HR and criticizing the foundation that she sits on the national board of is a breach of her fiduciary duty of loyalty and of due care to this organization, and I hope that she controls herself.
What?
She's out of order.
Thank you.
Point of order.
Point of information and then point of order. The point of information is coming from whom?
Well, it was coming from Kim, and it was a rhetorical question. Like, what is he referring to? Because I saw nothing of the kind. I mean, it's a fact. We don't have, this advisor right now. And it would be helpful. We don't have it.
This is Lydia. Excuse me, Janet. Coleman is next, and then Lydia, and then
I pass with reference to the continued desire to see conversation, discussion, and intellect repressed and eliminated in these discussions by censuring them and by introducing motions to punish members for speaking up. This is not anything to do with this organization. And I'm just picking it up. You don't have to have much radar to see where Mr. Fuentes goes with his congeniality.
Point of order, Jen.
Excuse me, Lydia is next.
I have a point of order.
What's your point of order, Sween? And I'll, what's your point of order?
Okay. If someone says they pass, I think the chair should not allow them to go on and name other individuals on the call. That's inappropriate. You're welcome.
Much, Serene. I appreciate your advice. Lydia, you're
next. That's right. Move on.
Lydia, you're
next. Yes. I was going to point out that in 2007 when we had our human resources, it was Dominga Estrada, and she sat in on all of our calls, and we did make, as I said, we did make the we did offer to the PMB if they wanted to see the resumes. As I said, they didn't take advantage of that, but that was under the participation of at every meeting by at just about every meeting by our HR director for the Pacifica Foundation at that time. So it's not something that we're just that I'm just making up. The calls are also on. You can listen to them in 2007. You can go to kpftx.org to listen to those meetings. Thank you. The process was discussed in open session. Thank you.
This is Kim.
Kim, I'll take your comments, and then I'd like to move back to finalizing the content of the ad in the short form and in the long form, please. Kim?
Well, since 2007, we had another HR consultant after that who advised the process that we're basically using now with the list of ads that we're basically using, and obviously to have more confidentiality associated with the review process. And I think as far as the ads go, the main thing we need to decide is a point of an email addy for the ad. That's the most critical thing. The other stuff about what we do with, you know, in a few days we can deal with after, but we just need to agree on some email address here to put in there. And the rest of it is decoration, but that's critical.
Thank you. I'd like to ask, given the comments from the committee thus far, if we can approve an ad that we ask follow with the changes noted to date. And I am pulling up the document. I'm sorry, I need half a second. Okay. In the first paragraph, the suggestion is the following. The Pacifica Foundation, the country's oldest public radio network comprising 7 business units, is seeking an executive director. We are particularly interested in candidates who possess qualifications and experience with at least 5 years experience on national and local fundraising, programming development, and leadership experience with diverse audiences and staff. Is there any objection to this language?
This is Hank.
Yes, Hank.
Yeah, I think that part of what we need to do is make this brief. The less wordy, the more likely you are to be able to determine the candidates that have the wherewithal to do research on the organization before they apply. It's a telltale sign in hiring.
Certainly. Thank you. Could we, Hank, I appreciate your comments. If we could approve a long version and then approve a short version, I think we will have accomplished both items, and they would be then available for placement in ads where we have the option for either. So going with the first option of approving a longer document, is there any disagreement to the paragraph as proposed? Hearing on the next paragraph, a detailed job description can be found at www.pacifica.org